I am not trying to be a... What did you even call it? A bedroom coffin goth? I don't avoid places because they're too happy. It's just... Dude, look at this place. It's the goddamn Garden Trellis Festival. You didn't just drag your broody goth girlfriend on a flowery date. You dragged me into a celebration of rural Americana. Like, I feel like I'm inside Aunt Agatha's embroidered handbag. And it stinks in here. I can't wait to get home and turn off all the lights, shut the curtains, and binge watch weird shit. Like Midnight Mass, or Dark, or anything that doesn't feel like I'm in a Norman Rockwell painting. Yeah, I guess. Those black roses at the rose booth were kind of metal. I wouldn't mind having those on the nightstand. Damn it. I should have bought some. There's no way I'm walking all the way back there. Gravel parking lots are a pain in industrial heels. And I think I've had enough eyes on me for today. Too many girls in cowboy boots and shorts. I didn't realize I'd be the only one in a black skirt with metal studs on it. Oh, I see the van. Why the fuck did you park so far in the back? So you can lag behind and watch my ass? You're such a perv. You know, it's probably better that I didn't get the flowers. Who knows what kind of chemical dye they used? Technically, there's no such thing as a black rose. Just really dark purple, or stained. By not getting a rose, I probably saved us from weird chemical poisoning. So you're welcome for not being a total brat and demanding we go back. I'd make you carry me on your back like those drunk girls who leave the nightclubs without shoes. Hey. Dude, why'd you stop? Oh my god. Where the fuck did you hide those? In the cotton candy tube. You hid a dozen black roses under cotton candy? For me? Get in the van. Now. No discussion. Don't worry. This isn't me having a bratty meltdown. This is both your punishment and a reward. Get in. All right, we're gonna want to scoot this seat all the way back so I can get on my knees in front of you. You know, you always tease me for driving this perv van, but it does have a lot of space for activities, doesn't it? There we go. Oh, you have such a hot cock, babe. Here. Let me just stick my ass out and lift my skirt. While I wrap my lips around this perfect cock. I know how much you like to see my butt wiggle when I milk you. You like the feeling of my soft hands? And my split tongue on your cock. Yeah, babe, that's right. Just put your head back on the seat and relax. Let me just play. Run my tongue all over this cock. All over the tip. Down the sides. And gently lick and kiss your swollen balls. Babe, I can tell you're so pent up. I gotta pull my tits out of this bra. I just need to breathe, you know? Oh, my nipples are so hard. You don't mind if I rest these on your thighs so they jiggle and bounce whenever I come up for air? Oh, and maybe there's enough room for me to just reach down. Play with my pussy. While I twirl my tongue around this delicious cockhead. You like how I can put it in the middle? Basically jerk it off with both sides of my tongue. You're twitching so much. You like seeing my tongue all over it, don't you? Just licking up and down. Fuck, sometimes I think I could just come from having you in my mouth. What's wrong? You know how much I like to taste you. Am I making too much noise? Well, I guess there's only one way to shut me up then, huh? Oh, I love it when you pull my hair. Maybe if I was in your lap, you could help me keep quiet. Here. You can put this over the side window. My skirt. I know, it almost makes it worse. That nobody will see you stuffing your needy goth girlfriend at the Garden Trellis Festival. But they'll definitely know that I'm naked in here. The way the van's shaking. As I crawl into your lap. And lower myself onto daddy's cock. Just wiggling my hips. Grinding. It's so naughty doing it here. Like some reverse Stepford shit. You ready? I'm gonna bounce on you now. Here, I'll even grab the heels of these boots. Reverse cowgirl, but I'm my own stirrups. Oh, fuck. This feels so fucking good. The most wholesome festival on earth, and here you are just fucking your goth nympho in the parking lot. Oh, I'm surrounded by all the flowers and seeds and fertility symbolism. Oh, and you're about to give me your seed. Oh, I told you I'd get this van rocking. What, is it rocking too much? Well, you better hold me in place then. Keep me from bouncing. Oh, even though I just can't stop myself with how amazing this fucking cock feels. Oh my god, I know you like it too. I know you like seeing my tits jiggling. I'm fucking like that. Oh my god. Oh my god, you only have so many hands. I guess you should hold me down and make me take it quietly if you're so worried about how loud I am. Just make me grind on it instead. I think you can. Oh, just one arm around my tits. It's crushing me back against you. The other one on my mouth. Oh, did you scream? Oh, fuck. Fucking know me so well. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, here it comes, babe. Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, keep fucking me. Oh, yeah, keep fucking me even though I just came. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want you to shoot your load inside me. I'm still clenching around you. Oh, fuck, babe. Fuck, my pussy needs this. Oh, my God, I'm just throbbing. Oh, I feel so good. I just need to feel you coming while I'm in aftershock, please. Fuck, I'm so wet. I'm just squeezing around you, please. Please, fuck. Fuck. Oh, God, yes. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's so much. Oh, fuck, you're coming buckets. Oh, you're being so forceful, holding me down, making me take it. Oh, that is so good. Fuck, it feels so good getting filled by you. Oh my god. I don't care if anyone hurt us. You're so cute. It's fine. I guess we have to stay for the fireworks now, don't we? Look, I'm full of your cum, and my legs are just way too shaky to drive right now. But you know what? It's okay. Maybe if we can really be quiet, you could fuck me again before they close for the night. Okay, fine, you can pin that on me. If I can be quiet.